This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Gary Genske of Genske Molder, who is very busy this time of year, is also monitoring the feed outlook.
Even though we have a higher milk price, I've had three phone conversations this morning. I've already had three dairy clients tell us that they're having difficulty getting feed at a reasonable enough price in spite of the milk price increases, number one. And then number two, we're keeping a somewhat close eye on the impending rail strike and what that could mean to further increase the feed prices for dairies.
Tuesday.
It's not only important what we feed to cows at the end of the day that dictates success, but how they consume that feed. And the inflation that we're seeing within our current economy, particularly on the feed side of things, makes it even more important that we get every last bit of nutrients out of those feeds, so to speak. And so anything that we can do to take advantage of what we're already doing, growing good crops, putting together good diets, and then making sure that those animals get the best value out of that is really what I think we need to be focused on. And so that's where the how of the cow, so what the cow actually does with that feed, is really what's most important for us. And why do we care about this? These things dictate success. And at the core root, I think, and where my interest has always been, is that the fact that for a cow to, say, change how much food she eats, that has to be actually dictated by her feeding behavior.
Comments from Trevor DeVries on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal.
Wednesday.
Dr. Jennifer Van Oz is an animal welfare specialist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
I want to make a distinction between animal care and animal welfare. I think animal care is a term that the industry finds a little friendlier. And what that means is what we as humans provide to our animals, whether that's the housing environments, our management practices, or the direct way we handle the animals. And all of these things that we as people do leads to what the animal experiences. So all that is just to say, if we think about the word welfare, we're just asking, how well is this cow faring? Is she faring well? Is she faring poorly, or somewhere in between? So we have to think about how our actions as humans affect what the animal experiences. And of course, we want to aim to provide good animal care so that our animals experience good welfare.
Thursday.
Gary, you have a number of dairy farmers that you work with. Share with us your thoughts on reforming the dairy pricing system.
There's been some people out, not lobbying in Congress, but lobbying amongst the co-ops and dairy trade associations. IDFA has had presentations now indicating that some major federal milk market order reform is necessary. But IDFA's concept that has been presented on their behalf indicates that processors' margins have narrowed. I mean, in their presentation, that comment was mentioned more than two or three times. There's a need for reform. Well, from the producer perspective, that reform isn't taking more off the backs of dairy cows. In our view, if processors' margins have not stayed to their liking, then get it upstream, a price increase, not downstream at off our cows. We can't afford to go back to $13 and $14 class 3 and 4 prices and keep a milk supply. Look at the current shortage of milk needed in the world. Those prices don't work. I just want everybody to know to make sure that that reform doesn't come at the expense of the dairy farmer.
Friday.
We're going to talk about longevity opportunities. And this is based on a webinar that I attended recently from the University of Calgary by Carol Ostel. Longevity basically looks at how long do the cows stay in the herd. Cows have to stay at least into two lactations to cover all of their costs as a heifer being reared, which is a negative on profitability. And then, of course, feed costs and other costs incurred in the first and second lactation. So longevity has got an interest because of strong economics. There's an environmental factor, meaning that more cows, the more heifers we have, the more resources we use. There's a welfare issue in terms of longevity as well, in terms of culling. So our take-home message is we want to try to extend longevity. That means healthier cows, less disease challenges out there. And, of course, there is a consumer perception on this one as well.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.